Welcome into the Grace One Daily Podcast and the 1 Year Bible Journey. My name is Pastor Jeremiah. This is day 24 of the 1 Year Bible Reading Journey. Catching up just a little bit, guys. You know, that's what I told you. It's like it's hard to stay up on this game. So anyway, thank you for all of you that have accepted the challenge, embracing that big commitment to read the entire Bible all the way through in 1 year. So today my thoughts are coming out of Genesis chapter 48, and it's going to a little bit geared towards a parent or grandparents today, if you will. So if you're not a parent quite yet, just hang with me, if you will, today. So day 24 in Genesis chapter 48, it is the blessing of Manasseh and Ephraim. And so Joseph's dad, Jacob, is getting ready to pass away. And so he feels it's very important to get a blessing for his sons, and that is a big deal. And so he's like, hey, I got to go take my sons here to my father and make sure I get the father's blessing. And he takes them there, and then the story is interesting in terms that Jacob crosses his hand and blesses. Both of them get a blessing, but there's two real points I want to talk about today, and it's kind of hard to read it, okay, because I don't have time to read the whole chapter per se to you, or I don't want to bore you guys. But anyway, the first thought I want to give you today is that your greatest blessing and opportunity on this earth is your children. You know, Joseph was a great leader, became the second in command of an entire nation, very successful, okay, in terms of occupation and all those kind of things. But we see here now, as you know, life comes to an end for his father, he realizes what matters the most is that my kids get blessed, you know, that they're blessed of God. And not in terms of maybe, just blessed in everything, really, you know, in terms of occupation, job, family, kids, all those kind of things. But I want to speak to all of us today, because a lot of our lives are spent chasing money, houses, you know, maybe fame and fortune, those kind of things. And even if we're not rich and famous, we're still, you know, chasing stuff. We're busy with life, jobs, all these kind of things. And we can really lose a little bit of focus on what life is really, really about. Life is about knowing God and following Jesus so that we can be with him for all of eternity, period. That's the real goal of this world. And I know I can get so busy that what becomes second, third, fourth, fifth place are my children. And they're actually my greatest blessing and my greatest opportunity to make a difference on this planet. You know, I serve in the role of a pastor, so it can easily, I could get so busy ministering to other people other than my own family, and I want them to get blessed. So I was just kind of caught up with that, where Joseph is like, man, I want my kids to be blessed here, and I want my father's blessing to be upon our kids. And we see that. We see in the Old Testament specifically, the flow of the generations, how, you know, it'd be like there'd be a great man of God, but then the kids wouldn't follow the Lord and these kind of things. And, you know, that's where I'm at today in life, is like, wow, now that I have girls that are going off to college, I still have young boys, and I have a job, have a church, a ministry. But, man, I want the greatest blessing and opportunity I have is to pour life and blessing into my children so that they will serve the Lord and that they will follow the Lord. So that is number one. And so if you need to, I think we all need to sit back and reevaluate that from time to time. Am I making sure that that is the priority and the priority? We can talk about how sometimes we get so busy or consumed with our kids wanting to be successful and prosperous, and then their spiritual life becomes second place. I just had done an interview, kind of documentary kind of thing, with someone in our church, and it's powerful to hear of the father that had passed away, but it's powerful to hear the daughter talk about her father who had passed away. And the thing that meant the most to her was that her father was proud that she was serving the Lord and following him, not so much about her success in this world. And that memory of her father telling that carries her, you know, and is one of her most powerful, vibrant memories. And so your kids, I'm saying it to be redundant here, your kids are your greatest opportunity in focus in this, to make a difference in this world. Number two, well, I feel like I'm stumbling around a little bit here. But secondly, what I want to say is that there's a blessing for all of your children. Okay, in Genesis 48, this one captures me a little bit. says, when Joseph saw his father placing his right hand on Ephraim's head, he was displeased. So he took hold of his father's hand to move it from Ephraim's head to Manasseh's head. Joseph said to him, no, my father, this one is the firstborn. Put your right hand on his head. But his father refused and said, I know, my son, I know he too will become a great people and he too will become great. Nevertheless, his younger brother will be greater than he and his descendants will become a group of nations. He blessed them that day and said, in your name, Israel, pronounce this blessing. May God make you like Ephraim and Manasseh. So what I want to speak to us today, which I think is appropriate, not taking the scripture out of context, is that, you know, sometimes we get a plan in mind for our children. And so here, as Jacob is blessing Ephraim and Manasseh, he puts one blessing on one and one on the other. So there Joseph is like, no, that's the young, he needs this blessing. And, you know, it's kind of like he had a perception in Jacob, Israel is like, no, I got this covered. I know what I'm doing. And so what I want to assure us today is that for our children, if we will make a commitment to raise them in the Lord, bless them, teach them the ways of God, there is a blessing for all of our children. It'll be different, might look different, might be a different size or different magnitude. It doesn't matter, but there is a blessing for our children as we endeavor to give them to the Lord and see them follow Jesus each and every day. So, okay, there you go today is the points. Number one, your greatest opportunity to make a difference in this world is through your children. And secondly, there's a blessing for all of your children. And God's got that taken care of. God's in control of that. So let's foster that. Let's speak that into them. Let's speak the blessings of God into our children, our grandchildren, so that they can step into the blessing that God has for them. Thank you so much. I will talk to you tomorrow.